Already know who it is. It's the motherfucking crazy one. Hey, what's up, everybody? You know, it's that boy Texas Made 3115, aka the crazy one. Man, so I was having some conversations with a couple of my boys in class today. You know what I'm saying? We was just talking about life. You know what I'm saying? How society has really turned it upside down for us. Like, nobody wants to make phone calls anymore. Nobody really likes going outside like that anymore. All you see is a lot of people walking around with their phones pressed up to their face and their necks down, all looking into their phones. You know, I was like, yeah, man, it's crazy. People be walking so much with their heads down, they don't even know how to raise up and see what's in front of them anymore. It's crazy. Like, it's a saying that say, oh yeah, you got a smartphone, but now you looking dumb. Think about it. If you gotta rely on a dang smartphone for everything, you're not really learning, man. You're not doing much with nothing. If a smartphone has to teach you everything, something's wrong. How about you pick up a book? Oh, yeah, the answer is going to be to that. Oh, I can get a book on my phone. No, if you genuinely want to learn something, pick up a book, open it up and read. Fuck scrolling through a phone reading a book. You know what I'm saying? Take it back to the basics, people. Just real. Just take it back to the basics. I promise you, you will learn more by physically opening up a book and reading. You know, and we touched on some more things like just like how you really have to sit back and watch what's happening around you. Like, you know, there's so many things in this world that you can really achieve, but you're not paying attention to what's really happening around you. Like, think about it. You don't put a lot of expectations on something. You are expecting this to really work out for you, but then all of a sudden, that expectation doesn't come through for you like you wanted to. So now what does your mind do? Now you are worrying about what just happened and looking off to the left when there's a door wide open to your right. That's crazy, because that's how it happens. Because you're so busy letting your mind be worried about something and just letting them process just go. Just go with the process. And I promise you, things will be better. But if you're looking down, off to the left, whatever you looking, and you're not looking what's in front of you, off to your right, there's a door wide open. You could have walked through that door and been moving forward even more. But as humans, we forget that. Because we let our minds get wrapped up in nonsense for no reason at all. Yo, I'm the type of brother, you know, I'm not even worried about it anymore. I walk with no worries. If something's not working, it's not working. But I'm not gonna let that worry me. I'm not gonna let that deter me from still pushing forward to achieve my greatest potential in my own life. You know what I'm saying? So just a little message to everybody. Believe in yourself. Don't let yourself get distracted. Keep your head up. Stop walking with your head down into a dang smartphone. And I promise you, anything in front of you, opportunities that's there, you will see them with your own two eyes and not with a broken neck looking down. Hey, hey, what it do? What it do? Nah, man, but for real, man, it's Texas Made 3115, aka the crazy one. Gonna give some shout outs to my SLA network brothers. Know what I'm saying? Archer Almighty, salute, brother. Dre Day, salute, brother. Aaron B, salute, brother. AK, salute, brother. Matty Matt, salute, my brother. I can't remember everybody's names right off top, but you know, I love all y'all. Y'all remember that. Just know, your boy, your brother, we family. I got your back regardless on this. Just remember that. One love for everybody. We all gonna eat. The recipe is there. Now let's feed everybody with this knowledge. It's that boy, Texas Made 3115, aka the crazy one with the shout outs. Love y'all. Man. See, I was gonna just leave that first little segment like it was, but I was like, man, something else popped in my head. But just like, life. What's really your life about? Have you ever just sat down and been like, what's my true path? What's my destiny to exist in this world? You know, it's crazy how people really think they know what they trying to get to, but they don't have a plan to get there. Me, what I've come to realize is the best thing for me was getting out of the army. Now I have to learn who I am in this world. Because for 8 years, all I was to this world was a freaking soldier, a trained killer. Now that I'm out of the army, I can get out here and do some things. I'm gonna make the best of it. I know I may cuss a lot. I may do things off the wall. But you know what? I'm walking without fear. Trying to be the most righteous man I could possibly be. I don't have time for all no extra nonsense to deter me from my true goal. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just how things have to be. Walk with no fear, and you'll never have to worry about anything bothering you. As humans, we let things bother us. For no reason. Man, I don't care how bad my situations get. I'm not gonna sit there and dwell on them. Nah. I'm gonna keep my mind focused and make the best of every damn situation there is. That's how I'm gonna live it. People should really think about that. For real. You gotta really think about that. Don't take life for granted, but don't sell yourself short either. The best way to make it in this world is become a very trustworthy person. Believe me, in the long run, it will pay off. There's so many snakes out there, but being trustworthy goes a long way. You know what I'm saying? That's my testimony for the day, just on my mind.